Welcome to the Manager's Desk. I'm not Mike Cornell, but for the recovering General Manager, I am Ken Bishop, playing the part today. And during that need replacement recovery period, we are his replacements on the air. Before Mike left, he had a suggestion that we might let our listeners, and especially new listeners, know a bit more about us personally. Here goes a little bit of what I call an audio life snapshot, if you will. I grew up a little south of Chicago in farm country, Kankakee, Illinois. My dad was named Bob. He passed away back in 2015. My favorite memory with him is hunting pheasants and going fishing out in the country. My mom, Rose, is in the listening area up in Phillips. My sister, Chris, still lives in Chicago, and well, for that, my prayers are with her. Fun fact you might not know, I was born with two toes on each foot stuck together, two very crooked pinkies, and one false tooth in front as of an accident in grade school. Yep, I'm literally a walking sideshow with a face for radio, as they say. I was very athletic when I was young. And I had the grades to prove it. I played Pop Warner football from third grade all the way into high school. And I enjoyed weightlifting from an early age, even to this day with my Bowflex in the garage. And even though I detested it, I was pretty good at long distance running when younger and actually got a medal at the Illinois Cross Country State Competition in 1979. And before you applaud, there were 100 runners in this 2-mile competition. And the first 15 people got medals. Guess who crossed number 15? My mom had a very strong work ethic and instilled that in us as well. I believe it was when I was a little too young, but one summer she signed me up to work detasseling corn in the fields of Illinois. And I was approximately 12, and I did that for a few years, spending my summer mornings riding in a dingy little bus with older teenagers and stepping into the cool cornfields, dripping with dew and boots covered with mud. But by afternoon, that was all dried out, and it was 100 plus degrees. Not fun, but also baled a fair amount of hay as well. I made money, and Mom let me spend a little bit on myself, and as a future radio guy would do, I bought a lot of stereo equipment back in the late 70s. My sister Chris was into art restoration in Chicago, where occasionally she'd get her hands on some very high-profile work. I believe once something like a Van Gogh or Picasso came through for a little restorative touch, but up to 99% of the stuff she did was basic restorations, water and fire damage, stuff like that, but she was really good. Well, that's all I have time for now. I'll pick it up next week with a little bit more in my audio life snapshot, if you will. For the Manager's Desk, I'm Ken Bishop.